Can't you believe? Can't you catch it, this one? So you can, moment you can catch it is the last moment of 100 billionths of a second. That is, you say, oh, I fear, you know, on the way to jumping, reaching the oceans, and then you say, on the way, oh, this is beautiful jumping, diving anywhere. You feel so. Don't you think so? Well, you can experience. So I told you before, I jumped and I dived from 10 feet high. I thought, I catched a lot of moment among this. So for maybe 3 seconds, you know, 3 seconds. Around the, between, among the 3 seconds, I can get lots of feelings, emotions, fears. Well, I immediately say, oh, I made a mistake. And then immediately I get the fear, you know, what happens? And you know, so that, boom! that's very interesting, the human action. Mental action is very quick, very quick. Your intention, your emotion, your intellect, very acting quickly. So let them act more quickly, fast, at the super speed, at that time, it doesn't act. It's very quiet. That is complete zero. And then become one. With time, the moment, and also space. You can just die. But that is no intention, well, no emotion, no the intellect, or no form. Yes, they are. So simultaneously, it takes something in the position of a form, so-called a form in diving. That is a beauty. Exactly. That is a majesty, majestic activities. It's really from moment to moment. If you see that, you know, from slow motion TV, you know, it's very beautiful, beautiful form. That form, each form is exactly majestic. Okay? But you can die with perfect confidence. So, so if you always emphasize very strongly on the gyo butsu, a pure sense of human activity, but ignoring that form, that is so-called sickness of Zen. Sickness, we call sickness. Well, if you read the Tenzo Kyokun, there is a story, Seppo Zen Master practiced under the Tozan that time. He sift the rice, you know, or washed the rice. The Tozan says, what do you wash? Do you wash? No, excuse me, do you wash rice away from sand, or sand away from rice? The supposed master says, I wash both sun and rice. Then, that's pretty good, you know. Really, no ideas, no ideas. Should I control that's each moment, you know, by my intellect? No. Or by my emotion? No. By my intention? No. Okay, completely nothing. So all you have to do is intellect, emotion, intention become zero, and then all you have to do is, just at that time, you can really fit much to rhythm of time and space, and so-called, and then so-called diving, you know. So Seppo Zen Master says, I wash both sun and rice. That's exactly wonderful, dope, you know, begging. So that's wonderful. But I told them, the master says, what do the monks eat? Because if you watch the bot, right? That's interesting, you know, questions. And what do the monks eat? Because if you watch the bots, you know, I told them they must know very well that he knows the real guilt, the pure sense of human activity, so-called visho, Buddha nature, one bright power, is really active. That's wonderful. But how do monk eat? How do we jump? How do we dive? How do we survive? And then a Sepo finally immediately turn on the rice ball. That's it. That means a chop. That means exactly chop. That's great, powerful, isn't it? It's very powerful. But Thousand Zen Master is never surprised, confused, and he said, "Oh, you are not my disciple. You are not my disciple. I want to introduce you. Well, you should go. You'd better go. See other teacher. I will introduce you." So called Thakusan Zen Master, just like a Sepo, you know, turn away rough energies. So he said, "Yes, sir," and so he left anyway. And then practiced under the guidance of Thakusan, and he attained enlightenment anyway there. But after this, he really reflected upon his life, his practice. Under the guidance of Thakusan and the important Zen Master, he really regret. His feeling is he realized that there was a matter for regret that he couldn't have a chance to practice while he was alive. Thousand Zen Master was alive. And there is, he realized that there was a matter for regret, that a matter for sadness that he couldn't get the teacher when he wanted to practice because he died already. So that is really, he really appreciated, you know, that Thousand Zen Master. Well, and then Nakoran, his disciple also asked Sepo, you know, "I have enlightenment. I had the enlightenment." In other words, golden fish passed through the fishing net. After passing through the fishing net, what kind of food does golden fish eat? In other words, if you attain enlightenment, what kind of food should I eat? Well, should I eat the air? So Sepo Zen Master says, "I will tell you after passing through once more again." Anyway. But that Sancho, that disciple named Sancho, he didn't understand. "I told you, I already passed through the gold fishing net. That is so-called enlightenment. What should I do?" Okay. So he said, the Sepo Zen Master says, "I am busy." "I am busy with taking care of temple affairs." So he left. That's wonderful. That's really true. It's really a point in the pindans, how stupid you are, how dumb you are. You know. So, if you always emphasize that the pure sense of human activity, which is very basic necessity for human existence, because it is a public show. It is public. Without public show, you cannot have a personal practice. Beings, each being doesn't exist alone. So each being should show, it should manifest itself in public, relating with other beings. That is called rosary. Rosary. Okay? Rosary? So, personal existence alone doesn't make sense. So personal existence, value of personal existence is constantly backed by public show, okay? Public relation, anyway. That is no excuse. That is very pure sense of human activity, so-called Dōbutsu, okay? Dōgen Zenji and constantly focus on that basic human practice. Well, we don't understand this, but that is very important. Without this, you can't have any hope in human life. Okay? Whatever kind of occupation you follow, you can't. So, that's why we have to always emphasize that point. But if you emphasize only this pure sense of human activity alone, you become sick. You fall into sickness of Zen, sickness of life. Okay. It doesn't make sense. So, that's why Tōzan Zen, Zenji, anyway, tell Seppo Zenji. But on the other hand, if you always emphasize, we'll just say only the practice, personal practice, but that is also doesn't make sense because you become isolated. Of course, you become arahat, but you become arahat, but you cannot become a bodhisattva or Buddha. You cannot become Buddha. But most people like arahat. Arahat. Of course, that is a very common, but you have to anyway overcome. You know, beyond this arahat stage, because if you always emphasize personal practice, ignoring the basic nature of human activities, it doesn't make sense. So we need a boss. Anyway, we need a boss. So if you always emphasize personal practice, it's because your life becomes isolated and very cold. No human warmness. That's why we have to have, anyway, human warmness, because we are human. But if you always emphasize human always, it is also something wrong. So you have to emphasize humanistic warmness, but simultaneously you have to gaze at, anyway, original nature or original face of human warmness. What is this? That is called Dōbutsu. No excuse, anyway. Just practice constantly. So that's why it's the Dōgen Zenji explains bond of the Buddha, bond of Dharma. The more you work hard, the more you consciously or unconsciously attach to the practice you have made, because you have worked hard. You know, the grandmother, grandfathers always, or your parents always emphasize, when I was young, I worked hard. Young people now are pretty lazy. Have you ever heard that? Parents always emphasize like that. Well, it's very natural, but if you always emphasize very natural appearance create the gap between the young generation and the old generation, you know. Who creates the gap? Young generation doesn't create gap. They create because they attach to their own experience, you know, because they worked hard anyway. But it is already sickness. Okay? It is already sickness. That is a bond of working hard. Okay? Working hard is constantly backed by gyobutsu, pure sense of human activity. Anyway, public show. Anyway, showing in public universe, that is just the intention, emotions, and the intellect become zero. Then at that time, it's really work, you know, unifying one in all sentient beings. This is just for freedom, liberation. That's why Dogen then says, unless you are in Gyobutsu, okay, you'll never be liberated from bonds of the Buddha or Dharma, or the bonds of the work hard, the bonds of the young generation, the bonds of the courage life. Anyway, just do it. That's why Dogen Zenji wrote this chapter. I didn't go farther, but I really want to say that the significance of Gyobutsu Iki, according to human life, it is not a particular practice for open to a particular person. This is really open to everybody. But if you listen to Teisho and Gyobutsu Iki from given by the Zen teachers in Japan, you don't understand me. I didn't understand because they use always a big term, particular term, you know, Gyobutsu Iki. They didn't explain it anyway. Now how it's relation now? Why don't you explain in concrete way at the in terms of human existence? But they don't. Just from the you know, high level of the religious Buddhist teaching, you know, just talking about it. Buddha nature, emptiness, and suffering, and etc. I didn't understand anyway. But no one tell me how. You know, well, what does it mean, Gyobutsu Iki? But that's all right. But anyway, we have to digest. Okay, we have to digest whatever it is. Genjo, koan. Genjo is almost the same meaning of as Gyobutsu Iki. Genjo is a phenomenal world. Koan is a truth. Okay? Genjo, koan, one. Okay, exactly one. But that Genjo Koan is the sort of to point out the philosophical aspect of the Buddhist practice, which can pass. But Dogutsu is more pay more careful attention to practice itself, quality of practice, related with anyway human life. That is Gyoji. And also Gyoji no Maki, Gyoji, continuous practice is another aspect. That is another aspect of Gyobutsu Iki. So one piece of paper, so back and front. Front is Gyobutsu Iki, and back is Gyoji, continuous practice. Gyoji no Maki, Gyoji is constantly focused on significance of practice. What is the quality of practice. Okay. Do you have a question?
What's the difference between Gyo and Iki?
Gyo and Iki? Gyo, I think I told you that is a pure sense of human activity. Igi is a form of activity, manifestation.
Roger, you mentioned those five descriptions of coincidence, Abhidhamma Sutra. Those are, well, first of all, where in the sutra is that? I want to look them up.
I don't know in the English. Well,
you can find it in
totality.
Yeah, there too. Yeah, but also in Francis Cook's book on Hawaiian Buddhism. It's, I think, a little more clear there. Well, it's more basic in the Buddhist teaching of totality.
Did you say the Hawaiian book?
Yeah.
And these are just original descriptions of the five kinds of coincidence. Doesn't that also mean the five kinds of everything?
What kind of everything?
Everything, the five kinds of the way things happen?
Or when everything happens or occurs?
Yeah, so wouldn't there be descriptions of
anything at all? For sure, it's a basic function. When something appears, occurs as a form, it's already there is function. On the basis of five kinds of things.
And the first place where any of this was mentioned was in the Vakamsaka Sutra? Or is this, who first said all this?
Who said it?
Who said this? Who was
Abhidhamma Sutra said.
But who? I haven't read it. Who's speaking it?
I don't know. They. Kekon. I don't remember exactly, but I don't know.
So this isn't something Buddha said it came after?
Oh, of course, in the Mahayana, that is one of the Mahayana sutras.
His roots aren't all that clear, I don't think, actually. Part of it is traced back into India, but.
So the sutra isn't quoting something, somebody in particular, the sutra just says, here's how it is? You have Sharikukra and Buddha discoursing on the Malakirti Sutra. It says so and so did this, Malakirti did this. But in the Abhidhamma Sutra, it doesn't say anybody did anything, it just says
this is
the same way. And it's, who is it talking about? Buddha.
Well, many bodhisattvas appears, and Buddhas, different Buddhas appears, and that is the Vajrayana Buddhas appears.
And even people saying,
yeah, Vajrayana Sutra always unfold the human world according to Buddha's teaching. And also bodhisattvas practice. It's interesting, anyway.
Hojisan, the Zen master who was a fisherman, did his father drown? Did he feel regret later on?
Maybe so. But the regret turned into the hard Buddhist practice. That is very bad. That is what we want to say. The all he wanted to do for the Father.
Was supporting his mother and then left her. She died outside his
You know that story?
No.
we don't understand, but you cannot criticize that one. Don't understand, but you can't criticize anyway. This is probably in your whole life, you can experience that. Probably. Maybe not. But it's possible.
I only brought that up because this would indicate that the Genshi, what's his name?
Hmm?
What was the fisherman's name?
Gensha.
Gensha, I would, he's not the only one. That's the only reason I brought it up. Mm-hmm.
was Tozan the one that Dogen in Primer of Soto Zen?
Yeah, that is the one.
That was Tozan we told to go.
Well, in China, but lots of story there. You can't believe. But I always tell that, I always told you. If you pick up one thing and criticize and evaluate whole Buddhism, it's wrong, okay? Not the yes. So pick up one, even though you don't understand, that's okay. That is a just base, foundation of the building. Anyway, Buddhism is huge, okay? One whole building, we have to understand this. That's why I explained that motivations. Religious motivation, religious determination is what is this? It's really not something given by others, not given by discipline or order. Anyway, it comes up anyway from the pure sense of human activities. It's really, if you really touch it, we are always touching, but the everyday life is pretty busy. That's why even though touching, how often we touch this? We don't know. Constantly touching. But we don't know. We don't realize. That's why when the circumstances are arranged, you are arranged, exactly touch, and someday you can get it. That is religious experience, so-called enlightenment. We say enlightenment, you know. But enlightenment is also come up in a different way. Some person, that enlightenment really sneaking in slowly. Into your skin and the muscle and the bone. Sometimes enlightenment immediately, quickly appears into your heart. Anyway, many ways it's come up. It depends on the circumstances and also personal situations. So, constantly, it's anyway, pure sense of human activity, so-called Bushō, Buddha nature, is always functioning, very quickly, functioning. It's never isolated from human society, phenomenal world. It's always come up, taking up something in a position of a form constantly. That's why from this, maybe we create a sort of the other world after death, you know? Because still that is a basic nature of existence is constantly there, regardless of whether you die or not, anyway, constantly. So, what is this? That is appearance, disappears, appearance, disappears. That's what we say, maybe the after death, there is a something. So in Buddhism, we say with the world is divided into three. One is this world, the other one is middle, stay middle. And the other one is the other life, okay. Next life. That's interesting. Then, after yesterday I told you when you die, well, it's not exactly die. It's just a continually going, you know, continually going. But it's that originally just a continually going, but it appears. When it appears on the surface, well, it's kind of form. So we temporarily say that it's death. The basic of death is just going. And then, through your form, so-called death, you can see, well, difference. But basically, it's going that way after death, maybe you can see something wonderful, you know? No, maybe not wonderful, but anyway, you can still stay, that's it. And then, if you really creating imagination more and more, maybe, well, we say, soul exists. forever. It's a nice, too much, already too much, you know, because it influences human life. A little bit interrupting. It doesn't let your life ground. Do you understand? Because too much emphasis, just like a seppo, you know, too much emphasizes that basic nature of the human life, always. So your actual daily life is up in the air. That is a sickness anyway. That's why Buddha doesn't explain what is world after death itself. Okay? What is the end of the world? What is the beginning of their world? Well, he doesn't explain. We don't know anyway what is the end of the world. Maybe God knows. God, only God knows, maybe. What is the end of the world? Maybe that is a world time when God will judge, final judge. But I don't know. No one knows till doomsday anyway. So it's possible, but we cannot emphasize constantly always. That's why, well, anyway, we can see through the daily life, we can see this world, what kind of things. So we cannot ignore this, but we cannot touch to this too much. Okay? So let's come back here. But you cannot always emphasize this world only, ignoring the other world. That's why we can see the other world through this world. We can do it. We can do it. So answer is always evasive, but this is very true. You can emphasize only one side. You understand? Because it's pretty easy. We become a sick. If you emphasize only this world, you know, ignoring the other world, you become very realistic, you know. Very realistic. And then naturally you become a world to say, existentialism?
Become sick.
Well, it's very realistic. No hope. No hope, no human warmness. No generosity, you know. Just A is A. A never be B. That's why A is A. That's fine, but I don't think it's fine.
Hojo-san, Gyobutsu and Gyoji, they seem quite similar.
Yes.
Chi and Gyoji gives it some different kind of emphasis, continuous practice?
A continual, well, it says continual practice. In the Gyoji, Dogen then emphasize how important practice is. Mm-hmm. That is something, anyway, you have to maintain, because this is a basic. Without this, you cannot handle, you know, human personal practice anyway, personal life. You understand? Because that is, practice is already the diving in the public.
The character G?
G is, we say to hold or to uphold, to maintain. So in Chinese, there are two parts. One is hands, the other one is a temple. To hold, to uphold means have a temple in your hand. Means a temple means holiness. So in the pure sense, anyway, we have to maintain with your hand, not the intellect. Anyway, physically and mentally, anyway, hold. Anyway, practice in your hand. How? Holy. So holiness means completely pure sense. You know, practice, full devotion. There's a holiness. It's a temple. That is a D. But we always. That is also, D is also to hold and also to continue. To continue. Because only this, holiness is something basic, which is continue to be. So that's why the Francis Cook translated continuous practice. But I don't know if continuous practice is right translation, but it's okay. Gyobutsu Iji is a little bit better. He explains that Gyoji and also Iji, daily practice, daily personal practice.
Do you remember those three worlds you said about 5 minutes ago? You said our world and next life. It's our life, the next life. What was the other one?
Middle.
The middle. What's the middle life?
Middle is middle in this world. And between this world and the next life. That is middle.
Oh, okay.
That is middle world.
What about the phrase, Hojo-san, Gyoji Dokan?
Oh, Dokan. Do is way, Kan is circle. So, Do, the way, in circle. So, really, Gyoji, Gyo, is you can chop, in pieces. This is personal practice rehearsal. Okay, this is the public show, and this is reputations, and this is at a certain position of the human society, and then next the practice and etc. Nirvana and etc. We cannot chop, the practice in that way. Okay. So, of course, there is a kind of a stages, the beginners and the advanced and the teachers, etc. But those are not separated. Those must be communicated, continued, anyway, related, interpenetrated, interconnected. That is a complete, no beginning, no end. That is Dokan. So the body mind, the way seeking mind is exactly Nirvana. Practice is exactly enlightenment. So there are three. If you divide our practice, we can divide practice into four. The way seeking mind, practice, and the enlightenment and Nirvana. Okay? You understand? But they are four, but they're not four, they're one. So if you have the way-seeking mind, you cannot stay with the way-seeking mind. Simultaneously, you want. Something compels you to practice after. So that is a practice. That practice is completely gyoji, pure sense of human activities, So that is, that practice is a sort of, letting you pass through the filters, the filters. So even regardless of whether you like or not, you pass through the filter.